How you doing, everyone? Welcome back to Inside the Eye. Appreciate you all for joining us. We are on our second episode already. How you doing, Chris?
I'm loving it. This is great. This is awesome.
As usual, let's sound the sirens.
I'm hurt, dog. Don't ask me if I'm all right. Hell no. Joaquin said dominate, and we not doing it. I'm putting my heart in this shit, dog. Let's go, man.
Let's go, baby.
We care about nobody except this you. We don't.
The toss as the visitor. It's a head spin, and it's a touch.
Guys, we are Miami. We are the U. And every time you hear that, every time you see that on a shirt, on a commercial, at a game, that's got to mean everything.
That never not gets me hyped. I'm not going to lie. That little speech from Mario, like, I love it so much. It just gets me, like, in the feels. The fact that how much he loves the U. But how y'all doing? Thank you for joining us back at Inside the Eye. This episode, we're going to dive into the schedule game by game, give our predictions. We're going to stand on those predictions if we look like idiots predicting too high of a record, if we're maybe underestimating our Canes, we don't look as good that way. We're going to see what happens. I'm going to go right off the cuff. I'm going to talk about my feelings and just decide right in the moment. I know Chris has been doing a little bit of homework over there, but we're going to dive right in. But how are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. I'm excited for the season to start. I can't believe we're 2 weeks away, and we both will be in Gainesville. Can't wait.
It's truly insane. I've been going back and forth on how I feel about this UF game. I guess we're just going to dive right into it, but let's pull up the first game. So as most of us know, the first game of the year is going to be in the swamp, 3:30. It's going to be muggy. It's going to be humid. It's going to be gross. And I'm not really sure how I feel about this game. I'll let Chris kick it off and give his thoughts and his opinions, and he can give a score. And then I'll go from there. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. So like I said, Kevin and I are going to be at the game. I can't wait. It's going to be hot. It's going to be great. It's going to be great atmosphere. Looking forward to it. I've never been to the swamp, so I'm looking forward to it. And hopefully we can come out there with a W. But this is going to be a very close game. And I think this is going to be a staple of our season, how we start. I think we do get a win here, and I think we set the tone for the year. Miami's going to come out very hungry. Cam Ward's going to be excited to see his new targets, you know, with that offensive line. Road games are never easy, especially in the swamp. Like we talked about, it's going to be hot, muggy, 3:30. It's not going to be fun. I'm looking for the D-line to create some pressure on quarterback Graham. They must make him uncomfortable and force turnovers. I noticed last year he only threw like three interceptions and 20 touchdowns. So that's something we're going to have to make him feel unease. We're going to have to get in his face, even if we don't get a sack, but maybe just give him a little tap on the shoulder pad, tell him, hey, we're coming. So I do think Miami sneaks away with a win here, but it's going to be close. It's going to be a one possession game.
What are you feeling on the score? Just to put you on the spot.
Yeah, no. I think it's going to be 27-24. It's going to come down to a field goal that Miami's going to get late in the game.
I like that. Listen, I love everything that you said. I think, you know, Graham Mertz, one thing I want to point out, 3 picks, but barely throws the ball past 10 yards. A lot of the issues that people have with this game and the Gator offense is they can't stretch the field, keep everything very intermediate. They don't throw balls past 20 yards. Hard to throw a lot of picks when you're not throwing the ball downfield. It's just the nature of the beast. One thing I want to point out here, and I think you were on point about that, is I have heard that the Gators offensive line has been struggling heavily in fall camp. I think that is something we can exploit heavily with our defensive line. I think not even with just passing the ball, but with their running game. I think the Gators are going to need to run the ball to be successful in this game, because I do think our defense is going to get pressure when they decide to throw. So just in general, being able to take advantage of that disarray at offensive line that the Gators have, I think is going to be huge. One thing I want to point out is a spread, because I think it's interesting. Canes are 2.5-point favorites on the road at the Swamp, which is pretty crazy to me in a rivalry game for a team that's coming off a 7-6 season. That just shows how much Miami improved themselves in the offseason, the fact that Vegas has them favorites on the road. Here's my thinking here. I've gone back and forth about this game. My bias in me wants to just say Miami wins because, you know, I want them to win. I'll be there. But I'm not to sound like a bitch. I'm a little bit scared because of one thing. It's the first game of the year. I've said this over and over again. If this was a seventh, eighth, fifth game in the year, I would not be worried at all. I would say UM wins by three scores. I think we are up and down the field a much better team than UF. Talent-wise, coaching-wise, I think we are just the better team. What scares me is the first week of the season. First week of the season, it's going to be sloppy. Both teams are going to be sloppy. Miami is still instilling a lot of new players, which I think will take a little bit of time to gel. And that's what worries me. I think one thing Florida does have at his disposal is that Mertz is going in his second year in the system. They're comfortable. They have a lot of guys that, you know, are coming back, doing their thing. Wilson worries me on the outside with them. He's a playmaker. But honestly, the teams don't worry me. It's the other factors. The fact that is the first game of the year. It's going to be a packed house. They did it against Utah, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Now, and Utah was a much better team than them. I think Utah ended the year top 10. Now, they don't have an Anthony Richardson. So that's one thing that's a little different. Man, I don't know what to do. I can't give us a loss here just because I can't. I can't give us a loss here. But I do think this is going to be a really, really close game. I think we more win this game because of Florida's ineptitudes than us winning it. I think it's going to be a really sloppy game. I think it's going to be very reminiscent of that 2019 game where Florida was obviously the better team than Miami, where we started Jaren Williams in his first ever game, and we should have won that game. And I think Florida came in ranked eighth in that game. I think it's going to be very reminiscent. I think we're going to kind of keep them in the game. I think, you know, we may make a couple mistakes just being sloppy, being the first game on the road, but I do think we win. I think we score a decent amount of points. I'm going to go 34 to 27. The good guys.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
We're both 1-0.
We're both 1-0. Both 1-0. Ask me again in a couple of days, but as of right now, I can't tell myself I'm going to be in the swamp watching that game and we're going to lose. I can't predict that. I physically cannot predict that. Okay. Next. So we're both 1-0. Next we got coming up is FAMU. I'm not going to show a graphic for FAMU. I think we both kind of expect a dub there. I don't think Miami has ever lost to FAMU. Expected to be like a 80-7 game. Cam Ward's pulled after the first quarter, and Emery and Reese Poffenbarger get a ton of burn. So moving on, 2-0. Then we got Ball State coming in town. I want to say one thing. I'm not going to pull up Ball State stuff either. This is a game I'd be terrified of 2 years ago, 3 years ago. A group of five team coming in and you know, kind of like you sleepwalk through it. You know, those Manny teams, I'd be kind of terrified. First year Mario, we saw it with Middle Tennessee State. You know, you kind of worry a little bit with those teams. But I'm not worried with this team. This team has just way too much talent. And it's not going to happen. You feeling worried about it at all?
No, not at all. They take care of business.
Okay, cool. All right, next on the docket, the fourth game of the year will be in Tampa, Florida, to go up against USF, the South Florida Bulls. Hey, listen, the matchup predictor from ESPN got an 80% to 19%. Honestly, that's a little more close than I anticipated.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely.
I'll start with this one. This game terrifies me. So in a way, this game terrifies me even more than Florida. You know, because one thing I want to say is if we do start 3-0, I could see this being an easy trap game. USF is on the incline. their program is getting better, a lot better. I like what Golish is doing over there. They have a stud at quarterback, Byron Brown. I just want to say something right now. Next year, Byron Brown should be UM's quarterback. I think that would be a perfect, perfect little segue to Luke Nickel, or Judd Anderson, whoever wants it to be. I just don't think, I'm just going to say, I don't think there's anyone on the roster right now that is a D1 starting quarterback other than Cam Ward. That UM has. I don't see it in Reese Poffenbarger. I don't love Emery. I just don't see him taking us to a promised land. I would love them to pick up this kid next year. I think he's a stud. His numbers were electric last year. Golish is going to score a lot of points. He comes from that UCF kind of Scott Frost type of offense that he ran at UCF. A lot of speed, a lot of spread, you know, not a lot of tightness within the offense. I think there's gonna be a lot of points in this game. I think it's gonna be one of those games. I think it's gonna be kind of a barn burner. I would expect it to be really close at half. Would not be surprised if USF goes into half with a lead. But USF's defense is really bad, man. Really, really bad. They give up 50 plus points. To Memphis, you can see there they gave up almost 50 points to UTSA. Their defense is really bad. I expect Cam Ward to have a field day in this game. I expect 75% of that stadium to be UM fans. And I expect it to be almost a home field advantage more than USF has home field advantage. So I'm going to go with something crazy. Like, I think it's going to be like 48-34 Miami. I expect USF to kind of keep it close. And I think Miami pulls away late third quarter into the fourth quarter.
So I agree with you 100%. It's definitely going to be a closer game. I think the final score will show different, though. I think Miami's going to win by 3 scores, but it's going to be close. Like you said, at halftime. And then Miami's going to make adjustments in the second half, and they're going to pull away.
Yeah, yeah. One thing is that I really do like what they're doing over there. I would not be surprised if USF, if the ACC decides it wants to add more people. I would not be surprised if USF ends up being a team that ACC adds if they survive. They survive this FSU, Clemson debacle. If they decide that they want to try to do something, make up a new TV deal or something, they're on the rise. I like what Golish is doing over there, but I just don't think they have enough right now. Maybe in like a year or two, if this game were to happen in a year or two, maybe a lot closer than people think. Okay, so moving on to the part of the schedule. So we're both 4-0.
Yeah,
we're both 4-0 here. We're both 4-0. So let's move over to the next matchup, what I think is going to be a really interesting one. I think it's going to be kind of a sleeper of a game that people aren't really talking about. Virginia Tech. So we got Virginia Tech coming in a Friday night game. Miami is 7.5-point favorites right now. Obviously it's still a lot to play, still a lot to happen. That number can fluctuate if Miami drops the game at Florida or loses at USF or whatever. Virginia Tech doesn't start the season as strong as, or starts the season stronger than people think. That number could definitely go down, up, whatever, which way. So I'm not looking too much into that. Chris, if you want to start out here.
Yeah. So, with Virginia Tech, like I said, we have Miami 4-0, but Virginia Tech starts their season with a very favorable schedule as well. They got Vanderbilt, Marshall, Old Dominion, and Rutgers, which Rutgers is a home game for them. So that's a toss-up. But I think this could be a matchup of unbeatens. I think both teams could be undefeated here.
100%. I don't see them losing to any of those teams.
So this could be a matchup of undefeated ranked teams. I think Virginia Tech would move into the top 25. They're returning a dual threat quarterback, Drones. He's pretty good. Like I said, he can run, he can throw. They also added a transfer receiver last year, Jenkins, who had almost 1,000 yards his last 2 years at Old Dominion. I did a lot of research on him. They expect a lot of high things from him in domes this year. So we'll see what happens. They also have arguably the best starting cornerback duo in the ACC. I was doing some research on them, very high NFL caliber cornerback. So that's going to be something where I think Miami needs to run the ball to win this game. They're going to try to shut down Cam Ward's throwing, So we're going to have to beat him on the run. This is going to be a breakout game for Martinez. I think he's going to go off, maybe 3 touchdowns, 150 yards. This is going to be his game where it's like, this is why Martinez is here.
All right. I like it. I like it. Give me a score.
I think Miami's going to win 35-21.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. So listen, I'm not scared of this game at all. I think this game, so this is the opposite of how I feel, but weirdly enough, this is the game. I think this team is one of the, is probably a top two team on the schedule. I think, but it's the situation of the game. I think, like you said, I think both of these teams could come in top 15. Who knows? If Virginia Tech, I think Virginia Tech is in the top 30. I think they were in the top people of others getting votes. So if they start the season 4-0, blow some teams out, blow out Rutgers, blow out Vanderbilt, take care of business. I mean, you can easily see them in the top 20. It's going to be a Friday night game. If both teams come in ranked, this is going to be a packed house. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be, you're going to get that electricity that you saw from 2017. Very reminiscent of that game, possibly, where both teams stand as far as rankings. And Drones is a stud. Drones actually works out with Cam Ward as well. So they both know each other pretty well, which could be, it could be a nice fun little matchup between both of them, maybe a little bragging rights. But I just think this is the game. This is just, everything's on Miami's side. It's a Friday night game. I think, like I said, it's going to be packed. It's going to be roaring. I think this is the team that, this is the game, if they start 4-0, that they put the stamp and say, listen, this team is for real. We're not playing around this year. I think Miami wins 45-24. I don't think they play around. I think they get out to a lead quickly. And one thing that's going to be very, you're going to notice a lot, I'm going to have Miami scoring a lot of points in a lot of these games. I think Miami's going to average 40 plus points this year. I truly do. And yeah, so I got Miami taking the dub here. So we're both at 5-0. Where's the slip up? I don't think you have them going undefeated. I think I know where you have them slipping up to, which will be interesting. I feel like I can guess where you have them slipping up, because you said I did a lot of research on certain teams, and I think I know which one of them you have them slipping up, which makes me sad, but it's all good. All right, next we got coming up, just another game. Could this be my slip up game? We are going all the way to fucking California. Why? I have no fucking idea. And because the ACC. So going to Cal.
And ESPN? Wow.
Yeah. One thing I want to point out is Cal is going to be coming off a bye for this game. Just terrifies me a little bit. They will be playing Florida State before us, which kind of makes sense because they're traveling to Florida State. So I think that's why they gave them the bye. That's a long travel for them. But yeah, we're going out to Cal. We are going to have one extra day of rest and one extra day to prepare, because obviously that Virginia Tech game is a Friday. Cal has a quarterback, Fernando Mendoza. He's actually a local kid. He's from Columbus. That's their starting quarterback. Nothing special, but he was a freshman last year, so who knows? He could improve a lot. They have a stud at running back. He had over 1,300 yards rushing last year, I think 13 touchdowns. That's their whole game. That was their whole game last year, was running the ball. I think Mendoza only had like 13 touchdowns. Again, it's a Florida situation for me. The teams don't scare me. The team doesn't scare me. I'm not scared of Cal. I'm not scared of like the team that we're going up against. I'm scared of the situation. You're traveling all the way to California. If this is a game at 8 o'clock at night, the boys in their minds, it's 11:30 at night. Like, how does that translate? Some people say it may not make a difference, but I think it makes a difference. And, you know, we'll see how mentally tough this team is. And I think that's where we're going to kind of see, is this game. If they're mentally tough, they go up there and they win by 3 scores. If not, they sleepwalk through it, maybe pull away at the end, maybe lose. I hate myself for this. Hate myself so much for this. I have Miami losing this game. I just think that and I look back at Cal last year, I think Cal is a lot better on at home. They barely lost to Auburn last year at home. They lost by 4 points. Listen, that Auburn team wasn't great. They almost beat Alabama. They lost by 1 point to USC. Caleb Williams is USC at home. They only lost by a touchdown to Oregon State. All those games were at home. They play much better at home. They have a freshman quarterback that's only going to get better. They have a stud running back. I just feel like this game has trap written all over it. And I hope I'm wrong, but where I'm at right now, I just think that's where we trip up, at least as of right now.
So unfortunately, I'm going to have to disagree with you. I think we got there. We handled business. I get it with the running back and everything. I just think that this stretch right before the bye, I think we're good. I think the second half is when it's going to start getting where we're going to have to buckle down. But I think they go to Cal, they take care of business. We come back and we sit on this bye and get ready for the second half of the season. So I have them winning this game.
What's your score?
And then, I don't know if you're going to agree, but I think this is another three-possession game. I think that they're going to go and take care of business. I'm not worried about this game at the moment.
You're not worried at all about this?
No, not this game. But we're getting close to some games.
You may have me changing my opinion. I thought thinking about it a little bit more. I'm going to take a dub. say they pull it out. The more I think about it, I do think this team is more mentally tough. I have Kane syndrome. I just think that there's going to be a team they lose to that just they shouldn't lose to. But listen, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that this team is more mentally strong than other teams. You know, maybe just the talent, overwhelming talent will just take over, hopefully. I'll go with you. But if we lose this game, I'm gonna go to this moment and be like, hey, Chris, remember when I said, I'll go with you because I don't want them losing to Cal. Makes me feel yucky inside. All right. Well, we're going 6-0. We're going 6-0. Going 6-0, baby. All right. So now I think we get a bye, correct?
Correct.
We get a bye, which is nice. I think this is a well-earned bye. Thank you, ACC, after going all the way to Cal and giving us a bye. Appreciate that. Now we are going after the bye where things get crazy.
Yes, this is where it starts to heat up.
This is kind of the toughest stretch of the season, in my opinion. And it's going to be in Louisville, Kentucky, against the Cardinals. This is an interesting game for me. I'll let you kick it off. I think you have some thoughts on this one.
I do. So this is the one game that scares me a lot. Going to Louisville. Louisville is never a walk in the park. And now you're going to there. We have all the momentum. I looked at Louisville's schedule. They could easily have two or three losses. They're not going to have anything to lose but to crush Miami's dreams. So this game scares me. It's a road conference game, which, like I said, they're going to be playing. They're ready to go. This is another team that's really deep at wide receiver. They have a wide receiver named Lacey that led the team last year. And they have another South Florida native, Ja'Cory Brooks. So
and they got Don Chaney now too.
Yeah, and the Don Chaney. Yeah, it's like, but yesterday some news broke, and Lacey, their leading receiver, broke his collarbone, and he's due to miss 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow! Now, I did not know that.
Yes, but when he broke that news broke yesterday.
Okay.
We play Louisville in 9 weeks.
Of course. Of
course. So it is what it is.
I mean, I should be back. Want him to get better, but that's the most Miami thing ever.
Yeah,
that's the most Miami thing ever. Of course,
absolutely.
He comes back right when we play. Right?
So to me, this is a trap game. If Miami's looking ahead at Florida State, this is something that could easily, you know, not prepare enough. We go to Louisville. It's a close game, but I do think Miami pulls it out here, but super close. Like I'm talking, we might be losing in the fourth quarter. We might be down 10 points in the fourth quarter and Miami gets two touchdowns late to pull it out. Cam Ward, part of his Heisman campaign, comes in and lights it up the last 5 minutes. Yeah, this could be the game where that puts Cam Ward on the map as far as making that comeback.
I feel you on that. You have a dub though, right?
I do.
All right, so here's my thoughts on this game. I'm scared of this game, but also not scared of this game. And we are 1.5 point underdogs, which actually is more favorable than I thought. I thought going to Louisville, this is probably going to be a night game. They always fucking schedule those night games in Louisville, I feel like. That place gets rocking, man. I went to Brad Kaya's first road start, and I think in 2014 at Louisville. That place rocks, man. That place gets loud. It's a good home environment. If you got Miami, what, we're 6-0 at this point. If you got Miami 6-0, they're probably top 10, to be honest. That place is going to be rocking. And like you said, they're going to be trying to ruin Miami season. That's pretty much what they're going to be doing it for. They have a quarterback that's been around forever. He's like a Cam McCormick. He's Tyler Shaw. That's how I'm saying his last name correctly. He played at Oregon, and then I think he went to Texas Tech, and then I think and now he's at Louisville. Big guy. It's like 6'7". Apparently, a lot of people think he could be a sleeper this year as far as just quarterbacks that kind of fly under the radar and perform well. He's just had a lot of injury problems. So who knows? We might even be facing this guy by the time we play them, because he seems like he just gets injured every single year. But listen, I think we win this game. I don't think it's as close as people think it is. I think this is coming off a bye. I think if what I said is true about Cal, if they go to Cal and win this game, I'm not worried about this game. It's coming off a bye. I think this team is mentally tough. I think Mario will have them ready. I think Cam will have them ready. I think what's good about this team is there's a lot of mentally tough veterans in really important positions on the team. Quarterback, running back, linebacker. You know, there is a lot of veterans at very important positions. Jalen Rivers on the offensive line. Guys that have played in big games, a lot of big games. You know, Cam's played at Washington last year. He played at Oregon. You know, he's played in big games. These moments don't scare them. You know, whereas in years past, you have guys like Tyler Van Dyke, which it's like you can't be like, I feel great about going into this hostile environment with Tyler Van Dyke. I know he's going to have the team ready. I know he's going to have the team mentally ready to play. But I feel good about guys like Xavier Restrepo, Cam Ward, Damian Martinez, having these guys ready to play. I think we win this game. I think we're up two scores going into the fourth quarter. I think Louisville makes it very tight at the end, but I do think it feels comfortable going into the fourth quarter. I do think they make a little run the fourth quarter to make it closer. I say we win by 7 to 10 points. And I think we make a little bit of a statement here that, you know, going into Florida State that we're here to play. So we're both 7-0. I kind of hate this, but like it makes a lot of sense. And a lot of people said this schedule plays very in Miami's favor. Like the fact that the ACC has always not really given us much of great favors in the past. And the fact that they're giving us a bye before this game and the next game we're about to talk about is kudos to you. Thank you, ACC, for finally giving us a little bit of good mojo for once. Now, the next game is a fun one. It is against FS who? In Hard Rock Stadium. Miami is 1.5-point favorites. And we are, once again, listen, the ESPN predictor hates us. I think they have us having like 4 or 5 losses at this point. Like, that's crazy. 58%. To what, 42%? That's nuts. I'm sorry. I'll start with this one. This is a blowout. This shit ain't close. It's not close. This is, I don't want to say reminiscent of the 2020 game where we win by 42 points. I think we show up and blow the shit out of FSU. I really do. I don't see this game being close at all. This game's going to be packed. I think Florida State may have 1 or 2 losses already. I do. And we'll have another episode later this week where we talk best bets of the weekend and picks. And I think they're in trouble a little bit against Georgia Tech. That's just me. I think FSU is taking a massive step back this year. And I'm not trying to jump on the bandwagon because I know Feinbaum says this and a bunch of other people have said it, but like, I just don't think DJ Ungalale is very good. I just don't. I don't think going from Jordan Travis to DJ is a massive step down. Do I think he's bad? No. I think he's serviceable. I think he can win you 8 or 9 games. But in big games, is he going to make a play that you're going to be like, man, that's the guy right there? I don't think so. Jordan Travis was that guy. I think you got to look at it. Miami went into Doak Campbell Stadium last year with Jordan Travis, with a healthy Florida State team. Keon Coleman, all the guys were playing. Trey Benson. They went in with a freshman quarterback, a true freshman quarterback. And I will say this to my grave. If Emery Williams does not get hurt on that final drive, we drive down and score and tie that game. I'm telling you, the momentum was heading that way. He was getting hot. He was feeling it. But, of course, we get lame duck fucking TBD coming here and fuck everything up because Emery broke his arm. So, like, the fact that your team has gotten exponentially better, and I think Florida State's not gotten, like, that much worse, but they haven't really gotten better, in my opinion. I just don't see it happening. It's going to be packed. It's going to be ruckus. It's going to be a la Notre Dame 2017. It's going to be roaring.
Did you read my notes?
I did not, because is that what you're saying?
No, I have Miami here. It's a home game. It's going to be Cam Ward leading this undefeated team. He's going to ball out. He's going to light it up. This to me is the last major hurdle of the schedule. So I think they're going to put in a lot of focus, and that's why I kind of on that Louisville game think it's going to be a little closer, because I think they're going to be overlooking Louisville and focusing on Florida State. I think Miami goes in with the same game plan as they do against UF. Get after DJ, make his life miserable. Just even if it's a couple blitz packages, you know, the defensive ends, they're going to be hungry. That's going to be the goal, is just make him uncomfortable. Make him beat you, and I don't think it's going to happen. You know, make DJ throw the ball, get interceptions. The same thing I said, you know, even when you run by him, just tap him on the shoulder, let him know you're here. Mm-hmm. And I expect the stadium to be rocking. It's going to be, I wrote it down, Notre Dame, you know, a couple years ago, this place is going to be shaking. And the players are going to feel it. It's not going to be close, in my opinion, either. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. But I think Miami probably wins by 14. But it's not going to be – I don't think Florida State has the lead at all during this game. Miami controls it, and they get the W.
Yeah, I don't know. This is my homerism coming in. But I just feel like if the season goes the way we are saying it's going to go, which it could go completely different. Who knows? This is Miami Hurricanes. We've seen it before. For all we know, we can go into this game 5-2. Like, you know, we don't know. Drop a game at UF, drop a game at Cal. We've seen it before. But if this team goes into this game, what are they, 7-0 at this point? They go into this game 7-0?
Yeah.
Or would they be 7-0 if they win? They go in 7-0, right?
They go in 7-0.
Go in 7-0? I do not see them losing this game. No fucking chance. There is no chance in hell. If they are 7-0, ranked in the top 10, Miami wins 45-21.
That'd be great. And, like, you know, going back, Florida State's defense, you know, Verse is gone, Frisk is gone. Like, they lost a lot, and a lot of good players. It wasn't like just, oh, these guys are contributors. No, these guys, first and second round pick, these guys are good. They lost. I don't think they have guys with that caliber to step up and contribute right away.
I just think this is the game that, like, you know, when you go on a winning streak like FSU has, you know, they've 3 games in a row, there's a little bit of pent up frustration. And I just think Miami takes out their frustration in this game. Because, again, like I said, last year, they were right within striking distance. And that team is not – and I know it's just 1 year, but that team is not even the same stratosphere that the Miami team is this year. Like, they're a different team. It's just completely different team. The transfers make this team just completely – just not even – you don't even notice it from last year. I just think that they've improved too much. I think all the atmosphere, I think everything is just going to kind of ride into this game, and I think it's going to take care of itself. And I hope that someone doesn't clip this. I hope someone doesn't clip this clip. We end up losing by two scores or some shit, and I get like destroyed on Twitter. But that's truly how I feel. This is one of the least nervous I am of any game this year. I'm not nervous about this game at all because I know Miami will show up. I know it's a rivalry game, so I know the juices will be there. I know that they won't sleepwalk, and I know that the talent level on this team will take care of itself from there. I just feel like it will. I think the only time we lose games this year is when the team sleepwalks and just kind of, you know, goes through the motions, but they won't this game. They won't. All right. So right now, having a great time. Having fun.
Yeah. We're, you know, having a at fun least time. Top seven, you know, we're climbing the polls, maybe top five.
Top seven. You probably have what you can even say Virginia Tech probably will be ranked. Louisville could be ranked. Who knows? Florida State will probably be ranked. I mean, that's three ranked wins already. 8 weeks in, the Florida game will kind of, you know, they're not a great team, but people will look good at that win. Yeah, you're looking good. You're probably top eight. You're probably top eight, which terrifies me. But all right, next on the schedule, and I'm gonna pull up this one. I'm gonna pull it up because this game, if we lose this game against Duke, I will not be a Miami Hurricane fan ever again. I'm done. this is my proclamation. I'm saying it for the masses. If Miami loses this game, I'm done being a Miami Hurricane fan. I don't care if we're 8-0 going into this game or still like right for the playoff and it's just an upset. I don't care. If we lose this game, I'm done. Because the amount of shit we're going to see on game day and Manny Diaz coming back to Miami, blah, blah, blah. Like, and if they go into this shit and what Duke has done to us for the past 10 years, like, this is – what do you feel any nervousness about this game at all?
I don't, but what I am nervous of is Manny Diaz is going to dial up that defense. That's for sure.
He's going to be rah-rah.
Now, don't be surprised if Miami's first possession, they get a sack or possibly an interception, and then Miami settles down and takes control. But he's going to have Duke fired up. 100%. And that defense, you know, he's going to be scheming up blitzes and everything. I honestly think that's the only way they even make this game somewhat close is if the defense just forces five turnovers against Cam Ward. Like, that's the only way.
I just envision Manny Diaz looking at his schedule because Duke is they'll be like 7-5,
yeah,
maybe 8-4 this year, whatever. They'll be okay. I just envision Manny Diaz looking at his schedule and just not caring about anything else and just circling the Miami game.
That's it.
Because you know that he is zeroed in. That's all he cares about. Because if he wins this game, it's worse. It's worse than the Georgia Tech game last year. I'm sorry, it is. Like, you have a guy that essentially put this program in dire straits and you haven't come in and beat you on your home field in your third year as your coach. Like, I hope Mario has this game circled too, because Mario needs to blow them the fuck out. Like, Mario needs to be like, hey, we don't miss you, bro. See you later. This is my team now. I need them to make a statement in this game. That's it for my mental health. Because if this game's close going in the fourth quarter, I'm gonna have heart palpitations and I'm probably gonna have a heart attack. So like, because I can't. My friends would never let me live this game down if we lose it. Like, I can't. So I think we win. I'm not saying we're gonna lose. I think we win this game. I think Manny, like you said, has them coming up fired up. I think it kind of keeps it close a little bit because of that. I think Manny's going to have them kind of, you know, playing with their head on fire. But I think, like you said, I think eventually Miami settles down. The true talent takes over. I think they win by like 14, 17 points, something like that.
No, I agree. 14, 17. I'm fine with that. But in the first quarter, Duke's going to be bringing it. It might be 0-0 at the end of the first quarter.
I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised at all. This game is I feel like of all games, this is going to be a very weird game. I think it's going to be kind of one of those, like, just makes you feel weird. You can feel great watching it, but you come away with a win. I think it's going to be that type of game. All right. So we're 9-0. we're just vibing. I think do you have a loss?
You'll find out.
I think we may have the same loss, which makes me sad, but because I don't want to lose that game, but I just feel like
you'll find out.
All right. Next we got on the schedule, and I'm just going to show this. I'm not even going to show the game from this year. I'm going to show a different one. Cause you know, this shit's just going to be up on this, on all over the fucking campus, all over that fucking locker room. It's going to be, look, even the clip's playing right now. I hate everything about this. Look, the fumble, everything. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm so sorry. If you're a Canes fan, I'm putting you through this again. Yeah. So we play Georgia Tech at Georgia Tech. How you feeling?
So like you said, with the fans, everything, I've been to a Georgia Tech game. I've been to a couple Georgia Tech Miami games when I lived in Georgia. Yeah, they're ruthless over there. They really are. And their team's probably, you know, sub 500 team. If they beat Florida State in the beginning, you know, they could really turn around their season. But if not, you know, sub 500 team, nothing to lose. But they go and they smack Georgia Tech, in my opinion. This is embarrassing. And Mario Cristobal is going to want revenge. This is going to be his revenge game.
Yeah, I feel the same exact way.
Yeah, they're going to – I think they win by 5 touchdowns. Like, I'm not – they're going to blow them out. This is my blowout game.
I would have this as a loss if we won last year. I'm telling you right now. Because I do think Georgia Tech is going to be greatly improved this year. I think Haynes King is going to be a really good quarterback this year. I think he took a lot of good strides last year. I think they got, you know, I think what, it's third year, Brent Key. I think he's got the program going in the right direction. They just signed a 5-star offensive tackle. I mean, I think things are heading in the right direction for Georgia Tech. I just feel like, again, it's another circumstance thing. Like, I just feel like if this game was just played without any storyline, if this was just a normal Georgia Tech Miami game with no ulterior motives behind it or anything that had happened in the past that needs to be rectified, I'd be like, we may lose this game. I just feel like I agree with you. I think Mario, just like the Duke game, this game is circled that, like, he's like, bro, this guy, you're going to want him to take a kneel because I feel like we're going to be kicking their ass and he's just going to not kneel because he just wants to score as much as possible. And I just feel like it's going to be one of those games. I mean, just as long as University of Miami's defense shows up, because I do think Georgia Tech will have a solid offense this year, I think the offense will score at will. I think Mario is going to turn to Shannon Dawson and be like, open it up. Do whatever you need to do. Trick plays. Do whatever the fuck you need to do. I don't care. I want to wash that loss out of my mouth and never think about it ever again. And yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be like a 21-24 point win at the end of the day.
I'm on board.
Yeah. All right. So we got 10-0. I hate it here. Because I feel like it's not going to happen, but and everyone's going to call us homers, but I don't care.
No, but like legit, if you look at the schedule,
it plays very.
It does. We have like Virginia Tech and Florida State at home is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. That's why when you start with Florida, if you can get past Florida, I think they can work their way. Now, if they lose against Florida, I think maybe they start pressing and then you don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. They have to start strong. And then we're sitting at 10-0 leading to the last two games.
I'm not even going to pull up the next one. I don't think you're worried about Wake Forest, right?
No.
If this was on the road again, I would be kind of, but like, home game, I think, you know, maybe sleepwalk a little bit at the beginning, but I think they take care of business pretty easily against Wake Forest. Now, last game of the year, the what is it, the Carrier Dome, is that what it's called?
Yep.
Where they also play basketball, which I've also thought was always really weird, but.
JMA Wireless Dome.
Oh, it's called the JMA Wireless Dome now? I thought it was called the Carrier Dome.
It used to be.
All right, so we're at Syracuse. Can I start with this game?
Go for it. Start.
This is my L. This is my Pittsburgh. This is my 2017 Pittsburgh. I hate this game. I hate that this game is scheduled where it's scheduled. I hate it so much. because going to that dome like scares the shit out of me. I hate that dome bullshit. Clemson, we've seen it with Clemson. We've seen it with Clemson in the past where they've lost these upsets at Syracuse. It's a weird place to play. They have Kyle McCord. They're going to have, it's going to be a massive upgrade at quarterback for them. You know, you can say what you want about Kyle McCord. Oh, like he didn't do that great at Ohio State. He led them to an 11-1 season. Like I don't know what else you want. It's a massive upgrade for a team like Syracuse to have a guy like that under center. I think, but again, hopefully this game doesn't even matter. It may matter for seeding purposes, but the only thing is I think this game won't matter. If we're 11-0 going into this game, I don't think it matters to clinch the ACC championship game. I think regardless, we're already in the ACC championship at this game at this point. It's a matter of it now puts more emphasis on the ACC championship game. Because if you lose this game and then you lose the ACC championship game, I don't think you win one of those at-large bids. The problem is in that, and you lose two games in a row, bad taste in their mouth. I don't think you get in. That's what freaks me out. I hate the placement of this game. I hate it so much because it just reminds me so much of 2017 Pittsburgh, Miami. Syracuse will probably be fucking 7-4 or, you know, whatever, 6-5, and don't have much to play for except for ruining Miami's season. And it's going to be the same shit as Pittsburgh. And they're going to come out playing on fire. And I just feel like we lose this one.
So do me a favor. Click Syracuse so you can pull up their schedule. I want to show you something. Let me see. So the people on YouTube can see the schedule that they're playing.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll – hopefully it shows this year. Yeah, there we go.
All right. So if you look at the schedule.
Wow. Super.
Very easy. Holy very favorable schedule.
Wow. They could have one loss.
This could be a 1-2 maybe loss Syracuse team.
Wow.
This team could be fighting for a spot in the ACC championship. It's as crazy as it sounds. I think NC State is like their hardest game on here.
Yeah, they're on the road at NC State.
This is a team.
Yeah, they got Virginia Tech at home. They got Georgia Tech at home.
This is a team. Market will be fighting to the last week of the season to get into the ACC championship game.
I like it. I didn't realize their schedule was this week.
Yeah, this is another one of my trap games. This and Louisville really scare me, these two games. Like I said, Syracuse is going to be a sneaky good team, but not so fast, my friend. Miami goes in and pulls it out, and I'm not trying to be a homer, but like I said, we've said it a couple times, this schedule Miami has – with Cam Ward, all the transfers coming in, one of the best defensive lines in the country, one of the best offensive lines in the country. I think they get this done. I know you hate it, but there's gonna be close calls. I'm not saying they're blowing everyone out by 35 points. They will have a couple close calls, but the experience of Cam Ward will get them through that. They will find a way to win.
I respect it.
So I have the Canes going undefeated and heading into the ACC championship game.
I fucking love it. Do we want to do ACC championship game picks? Like who we're playing?
I have a couple. Couple thoughts. So going back talking about NC State, I think they're going to do it. I think it's going to be Miami and NC State.
Really?
I do. I think. Not Clemson? No, not Clemson. Clemson, like we talked in our first video, Clemson pretty much has like the same team. I think they're probably two or three losses. Same thing with Florida State. I think they're gonna hiccup a couple times. I think it's gonna be NC State, Miami. NC State has Grayson McCall from Coastal Carolina playing quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Ton of experience. This is a guy that, you know, I don't think he's gonna make those rookie mistakes. He's gonna pull out the close wins. They're gonna get it done. Miami's gonna play them, and this is gonna be a battle of experienced transfer quarterbacks to win the ACC. I think Miami gets it done. I don't know. I just have what I feel.
You have us 13-0. I hate
13-0 ACC championships.
Take it back.
No, that's where I'm at. And like I said, I legit went through every single game And I just don't see where I'm like, if it's close, I think the experience is going to play out with all these Mike's got a whole football team of transfers. Like they got the guys, they know what it takes.
Yeah. If they don't play down to their opponent, which they've had for the last 15 years, I can see them going undefeated. It's the Canes mentality in me of seeing this for so long that I just expect one or two times this year to just crap the bed. And listen, even if they lose two games, because one thing I want to talk about too, I have them going 11-2 and losing in the ACC championship game.
Against who?
Clemson.
Okay.
I just think Clemson's more experienced. I just think they've been in that element. They've played in the ACC. I still think Miami makes the playoff, but that I want to preface that too. Because losing, I think especially if you say Syracuse is going to be as good as they possibly could be. I didn't know Syracuse's schedule looked like that. So I think Syracuse will be better than most people anticipate. So losing that game, I think they lose a close game to Clemson, like a 3-point game.
And Syracuse will probably be ranked.
Yeah, and I think we sneak in and get one of those last at-large bids. And, you know, I'm okay with that. That's a great season in my book. A huge improvement. I mean, obviously I want to win an AC championship game because we have not won an AC championship. But until I see it, I can't predict it. I just can't sit here and just be like, yeah, it's going to happen. I just feel like I need to see it. They need to prove it to me. I want to be wrong. That's the thing. See, I want to predict we lose ACC championship game and we go 13-0 and we win the ACC championship. That's what I want. I want them to prove me fucking wrong for once. Like, I want to be like, wow, I was such an idiot for thinking they would lose to Syracuse.
To Cal.
Yeah. Or even being scared of Cal. Yeah. I want them to go to Cal and win by 42 points. That's what I want. And I want to look at this and be like, wow, I was a fucking moron. Like, what is wrong with me? But yeah,
I'll remind you.
Yeah, please. but I have them going 11-2, which is still an amazing year. And, you know, I think anything we talked about before, anything 10 wins or above, I think it's a great year, great step up, a great step up for the program. And puts you kind of in relevancy again, puts you in that conversation. Which is what we want. We just want to be in that conversation. That's where Miami should be. One thing I want to talk about too is the Florida game. One last thing, and then we'll wrap it up. Do you feel like the Florida game changes the trajectory of how you feel? If they lose to Florida, do you think we also lose one of those other games that you kind of been kind of on the fence about?
I do. I think we're probably like a 10-2 team. Maybe. I'm not leaning 9-3. I'm probably leaning more towards 10-2, but I think they'll definitely lose one of these other random games.
See, for me, the Florida game doesn't change much about how I feel. I think even if we lose to Florida, I'm still very high on this team. I still would have us at most losing one other game. I just feel like this team's talent level is so, because like I said, I think if we lose at Florida, it's not a talent thing. It's not a Florida beat us. I think it's going to be more of like just a circumstance thing. Sloppy first game on the road, very similar to the Utah game. And then Utah ended up ending the year top 10. Like, I just think it's going to be very similar to that. If we lose at Florida, I expect it to be like a 20-17 ugly game. Like, if we score more than like 24 points, we win that game. Like, I just don't see Florida's offense being good enough. But if we get into a dogfight and it's ugly and sloppy, I can see us losing that game because that's what they want. If it turns into a clean game where, you know, throwing the ball over the yard and they got to keep up, I don't think they can. So like you said, I think we need to start fast. That's really what it's about. If you can go that first drive and just punch it in and just shut up the crowd, I mean, that's what you got to do.
If I'm Mario, first play of the game, doing like a play action, just throw it deep. Just try to silence the crowd right out the gate.
I agree.
Or if we're on defense, we'll bring an extra rusher, smack the quarterback,
bring the
maybe
house.
Get a fumble. Yeah, like set the tone first play of the game.
No, I agree. You have to start fast because, I mean, you know, I tweeted the other day. I was like, oh, it's so funny because, like, you hear UF fans talk about this game, and all they say is why they're going to win is they put the swamp. They don't say strategic. There's no like, hey, we have the better receivers. We have the better defense. We have the better quarterback. It's always, oh, you're going to the swamp. You're going to lose. It's because they know their team is not in the same stratosphere as us right now on talent-wise. The only thing they have going for them is that it's going to be a ruckus crowd. It's going to be an ugly game possibly, and then they can possibly pull it out. And if that happens, my perception of the season is not going to change. I think that game is going to be very circumstantial if we lose. If they do win, congrats to them. I still think they lose like 7 games.
Yeah, right.
But that's the thing that scares me about this game too. And this last thing I'm going to say is, I don't think they're going to have much to play for. I think this is their game to play for because they're going to lose a lot of games this year. And at least if Billy wins this game, he can say, I beat Miami. And I think he's going to throw everything at this game. Very much so like Mario, like Manny. Like this is a game that he needs to win way more than Mario. I saw a crazy thing today that was like Mario, I think, is the 4th highest odds to be fired this year. Sorry to tell you.
Yeah, that's insane.
Sorry to tell you. Even if Mario goes like 6-6 this year, he's not getting fired. Mario is on a 10-year deal, guys. Like, he's not going anywhere. You better hope he's good. You better hope he works out because if not, Miami's in some deep shit because they have a big contract they need to fulfill. So he's not going anywhere.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, only way he goes anywhere if he wins like 2 games, which we know that's not going to happen.
No, and he's a legacy. You know, he played for the U, so he's not on this short leash where it's like, oh, you don't beat Florida, hot seat. I don't think so at all. I think he has, regardless, he's got 5 years regardless of what happens, which you look at the schedule, 8 wins are like layups, and that's already an improvement from last year.
You lose to Florida, say you lose to Florida, and you win the next 3 games, and then you beat Virginia Tech at home in a ranked matchup possibly, no one fucking remembers the Florida game.
No.
That's it. You move on. That's it. Like we've always said, the goal this year is to get to the ACC championship game. The Florida game does nothing for that. Everything this year for me is about the ACC. You need to take care of business and conference. Everything else, I care, but if we're going to lose games this year, hate to say it, if we're going to lose a game this year, I hope we lose at Florida and no other game. Because, yeah, I want to win the ACC. That's what I want.
That's it.
Nothing else matters. All right, y'all. Well, Chris, what do you got? You got 13-0?
13-0. I truly see it. I'm telling you, the difference is the experience of the roster. The transfers are going to be the difference.
And then I got 11-2 and a loss in the ACC championship game, a very close game to Clemson. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Chris is right because that would be a hell of a fucking fun season to watch. Again, y'all, I appreciate you all for coming out and listening. Again, if you're listening on Apple Pod, please shoot us a follow. Please give us like a 5-star rating. Give us a review. It would be much appreciated. If you're listening on YouTube, please subscribe. Please subscribe, guys. I know a lot of you guys listened to the show last week and didn't subscribe. So please, if you're watching on YouTube, please just hit that subscribe button. It helps us out a lot for our credibility in this space. Also, we are on Spotify as well. I know we haven't been blasting Spotify a lot, but we are on Spotify as well if you do use that for podcasts as well. But again, thank you guys for joining us at Inside the Eye. Chris?
13-0. It's all about the U.
All about the U. Thank you guys for listening in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.